So we are going to go before the Father and just glorify his name and magnify his name, because he is good and his mercy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We magnify your name because you are holy and worthy of all praise, all honor, all glory, all majesty, because you are God all by yourself. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for the two awesome women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We want to praise your name, O Heavenly Father, for Artists International, which is the vehicle which has brought us all here on this line today. We thank you for the Des De Leon family, because they are the people in whom you planted the vision. So we praise you and we magnify you, because we know that each step we take is ordered by God if we are his children. We know that you love us before we love ourselves, more than we could ever love or value ourselves, God. You have designed us in your own image, O Lord. So we praise you this day, right now, in the name of Jesus, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you are going to do in our future, because we know that you love us. We know that you want to give us our heart's desire, O Heavenly Father, as long as we trust you and stay in your will and stay in your plan. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you because we know that you are in control. We know that this call is going to go forward unhindered, uninterrupted, because you, Father, have ordained it. You have called this call into being, and we know that this is your will, your desire. Lord, continue to keep us. Continue to lead and guide us as we go on our way this day. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Here's where I tell you, family members, be blessed, and I will call our host forward. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Amen, and praise God for you, and thank you for greeting and feeding God's children with such Jesus joy and with just the warmest of kingdoms greeting. Good morning, my TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is LaShawn, and I reside in Delaware by means of New York City, and I am just ecstatic to greet you all and get you all prepared to hear Thus Saith the Lord. And for those of you who are joining for the very, very first time, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. And for those of you who are returning, we ask that you continue to share the good news of Christ and to share information about this call so others can be blessed as well. And just a little bit about the Master's Call. The Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010, which means within the next week, we are about to celebrate 4 years of steadfast and unmovable service for the Master. This call is coming up on its fourth year anniversary, and as it says on our website, we are over the moon excited what God has done and with God's grace, and we invite you to be part of the call the week of October 20th through the 24th. We are asking those who have been enriched, enhanced, and empowered as a believer that you would call in during that week and share your testimonies, share what God is doing in your life and has done in your life and what you have experienced since you've been on the Master's Call. And we have two victorious women of God that said yes to the Lord, and because of that, they are blessed, this call is blessed, and we have the opportunity to reap the benefits of God's rewards through us. Those two women are Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And I tell you, when they said yes to the Master, they listened to everything he had to say. The mission statement to enrich, to empower, enhance believers as they begin their day. Also, that we have a scripture reference, and that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, we start this call off in prayer, we end this call off in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And we are excited to join with the millions as we celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And for all our entrepreneurs out there, we hope that you are pushing the campaign of having healthy breasts by showing and telling people about the Angel Blog and other products such as Levive and the NutriShake to those in your communities. And we also invite you to the MMC call so you could get more techniques and to be refreshed with motivation by dialing the area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Again, we invite you to the morning motivation call, the MMC call, which follows this call directly after the master's call. That is 8:30 Eastern, that is 7:30 Central, and 5:30 out there on the West Coast. But we encourage you to jump on that call and get motivated and enthusiastic about your business. So you may say, well, Minister LaShawn, what does all this international and a motivational call have to do with the prayer call? I'm confused. Well, I'm glad that you asked. Artist International is a debt-free health and wellness company that is sold out to the Lord. And because of Artist International, we are all intertwined and we are all blessed. We have changed our mindset and believe that we can because God said that it's ordained for us. And everything about Artist International has come through the masters first, and that's why this company is so blessed. So we encourage you to go back to the person that told you about this call and ask them to minister to you about Artist International and how it's sold out to the Lord and how you can be an impact to your community. And speaking of Artist International, did you know in 16 days, 15 hours, 52 minutes, and 32 seconds, all roads lead to the beautiful Bahamas for the Artist Bahama and Caribbean Conference 2014, the Empowerment Conference. You'll be able to meet the artist founders. You'll be able to meet the kings of artists. You'll also be able to meet the entrepreneurs that are making it happen and that are more than welcome to share their secrets of success. I encourage you to register, because tickets are going very, very fast. This is the last Empowerment Conference for 2014, and we cannot wait to see what God is going to bless the Kingdom Artists with for 2015. So mark your calendar for this event that will change your life by going to artistempowermentconference.com. And if you scoop back over to the Master's Call website, which is www.themasterscall.net, you will see the prayer directives that are there for the Artist Empowerment Conference. It's prayers inclusive of the scripture references for us to all follow so that this conference will go forth with clarity and with strong will and purpose. So I'm just excited. Go to the website. Learn more about the TMC. Learn more about how you can be involved if you want to become a prayer intercessor. If God is just tugging on you and saying it's time for you to give that word that I have given to you, we encourage you to go on our interactive website and use our comment section or email us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Well, I'm about to move out the way because I am just excited. And can I hear what God has given this mighty, mighty woman to say this morning? And I tell you, she is such a beautiful person inside and out on this side of heaven, as she would say. And you hear her on the call greeting and seating us in the morning, and that is none other than Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Terrell grew up in the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic, and God took Brenda under his wings when she was just 12 years old. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. And after graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married the love of her life, Freddie Terrell, and moved to Texas, where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray Gray Jr. Being Spirit-filled and with the Spirit in that Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and ministries for women. She loves to encourage others in the gift that God has given to them. And Brenda is a proud mother of 5 children and also a grandmother of 3 beautiful grandsons. And throughout the years, God has blessed her, and Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. So without further ado, I turn the call over to Minister Brenda. If you want to learn more about her, again, go to our website, www.themasterscall.net. Are you there, mighty woman of God?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for such a warm welcome this morning. And thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting and seating the people. You guys are awesome. I give God glory and praise for all that he's doing this day. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have opened this door for me to bless your people, Lord God. So I ask that you use me to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. It's only in you, Lord, that I live, move, and have my very being. So I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, all what you have done, and all that you're about to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Again, good morning, and I want to thank Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for being such a blessing and allowing me to share with you, God's people, this morning. I want to speak with you briefly about a topic, in the midst of it all. In the midst of it all. You know, you think about being in the midst of something, it's being in the middle of something, being in the presence, being in the environment, being among a thing. And isn't it good to know that God is always present? He's always present through it all. And we think about it personally, we would prefer not to have trouble, you know, but God hasn't promised us such a life. Rather, he promises to be with us in the midst of trouble. He was in the midst with Daniel in the lion's den. He was in the midst with the 3 Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Even though the children of Israel were not able to enter the promised land because of their unbelief, God was in the midst during their 40 years in the wilderness, providing their daily needs. He was in the midst when Paul and Silas were in prison. He has been with Israel throughout her short modern history, which has been invaded with wars, terror attacks, and constant threat of military action. The Psalms and the Prophets contain words of encouragement and comfort for God's children. Say, you know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. During our trying days, how and where do we find ourselves in the midst of it all? For one, number one, some is parenting the grandchildren. Oh, you love them dearly. However, your agenda was set differently. The plans were to use your free time to do some traveling, like visiting family or just catch up with old schoolmates and hang out with them and catch up on lost time. God is in the midst of this plan because he knows that those grandchildren are going to get more wisdom and get better direction with patience. God has the plan. He's in the midst of it all. Secondly, for many, it's making a life-changing decision. Anxiety tries to set the stage, and old habits, they begin to be replaced. And for the most part, you're facing a new environment. Yet, you know that once you acknowledge God for his will, He'll get in the midst of the situation and give you the peace that passes all understanding. Remember, everything works together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. And then there are times when, well, we can all say we've experienced a great loss in our lifetime, and it seems as though the world was coming to an end. Think about it. Sometimes some may have been discouraged. Others may have been angry. God knew the horrific pain we would feel, and as our deliverer, our healer, and our sustainer, he was always in the midst of it all. He's the ultimate comforter. That's all we needed. So you think about it. In 1 Thessalonians 3, I think Paul it was says, so we have been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and sufferings, dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith. So where does that lead us? Romans 8, Paul said, you know, I reckon that the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. Oh, yes. God is up to something because he's in the midst. And in reality, we will come to the realization that it all points directly to the cross. Can you visualize it? Jesus hung there. He stretched wide. And when you look at the vertical part of the cross, it represents our relationship with God from here to heaven. And then when he stretched, say, from east to west, that horizontal represents our relationship with each other. So Matthew 18:20 says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Oh, yes, praise God. We realize that in our relationships, we need each other. We encourage each other through our trials, through our tribulations, whatever we may go through, because those are the plans that God has in store for us, that our relationship with him become so united and so together because we're looking to him as the author and the finisher of our faith. And then our relationship with one another is so important. Why? Because he is in the midst. He told us in his word that you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and then you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So let's reflect a little bit. Remember the relationships of Paul and Silas? They were so close, and yet when they were in jail, they turned around and started praising God together. And God was in the midst. He broke all the chains and he opened the doors for them to go out. And then you look at the relationships of Jonathan and David. Jonathan really he was so engrossed in his relationship with David. He really forgot about what his dad had said, because he honored his relationship with David, a man of God. And then you look at the relationship of Ruth and Naomi. You know, God shows us in these relationships, he is mighty. He shows himself mighty in all of these relationships. You know, when we face that, we do really need each other, that we do need to encourage one another, that we do need to lift each other up in prayer with thanksgiving, knowing that God is in the midst of it all. And he'll show up and he'll show out each and every time. you know, when we face this, we also come to realization that we are true members of the body. We're many members, but we're one body, that body of Christ. So if we cut our arm or we cut our hand, you know, then what we're doing? We're antagonizing somebody. We're being disgruntled, and when we get into positions where we get angry with somebody, what are we doing? We're trying to tear the body. But God says, I'm in the midst of this. Give it to me, and everything will be all right. So when we go through trials, when we go through tribulations, when we go through our sufferings, all we have to do is look into the hills, which cometh our help. Where does our help really come from? It comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And then he gave everything that we need. He gave us the strength to endure it. He gave us the faith to realize that we'll come out of it. He gave us the power to speak to the situations and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm just going through. So when we realize that we are a part of the body, we want to build the body. We want to encourage the body. We want to strengthen the body because we're that important member that God has placed us in. And yet, he says, I'm in the midst of it all. So you look at God's blessings in the midst of it all because he's already, what has he done? He's already given us the victory. Praise God. He's given us the victory. He says, death and power, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and life and death is in my hands. All power is in my hands. I have overcome the world. So you know that you have the victory. So why do we get disgruntled? Why do we allow things to antagonize us? It's not necessary because we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Yes, we're human. Yes, we go through trying situations. Yes, we do. But then we come to the realization, God, you got this because you're in the midst of it all. Let's look at it. He gives us what? Strength in the midst of hardship. He gives us peace in the midst of a storm. He gives us joy in the midst of despair. He gives us hope in the midst of a crisis. And he gives us love in the midst of it all. Through the good times. Yes, we have some good times. We have some hard times, and we have those good times. So you look at through the good times. He's in the midst of our prayer, and he's in the midst of our praise. At home or on the beach, in the church or in the prison, in our family gatherings or in our great celebrations. And I can't wait in a few weeks. He's going to be in the midst of the celebrating of us celebrating 4 years on with this ministry, the TMC call. His word in our businesses and on our jobs. He's in the midst of it all. His word, his grace, and his omnipotence, his omnipresence is sure. Let's thank God daily that he truly is in the midst of it all. God bless you, and I'll turn it back over to our host.
There you go. Can you hear me now, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. What a powerful, powerful word. We praise God for you and the obedience that you had to bring forth his word with clarity and with strength. We're going to call you back after we have our announcements for our closing benediction. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning. Wow, God, we just want to thank you for reminding us that you are there in the midst of it all. Lord, just reminding us to praise you in the middle of it, despite of and because of. Because, Lord, we know if you brought us through it, you are going to bring us through it. So we just celebrate right now, oh God. We just want to thank you right now, Father, for all that you are doing in each and one of our lives, Lord. We come to you individually, and we come to you collectively, praising your name. We want to thank you, Lord, for the mouthpiece that you have given us this morning. Minister Brenda Terrell, oh, Father, touch her like you have never touched her before, oh God. Bless her with a magnitude of blessing that they pour over, that it just spills over not only into her family, but to her community. And not only to her community, to those around her. And not only those around her, but those that she encounters, oh God. Lord, we just want to thank you for reminding us that no matter what it looks like, you are there for us. Just like you know how many hairs are on the top of our head, you know what our cries and woes are, oh God. You know what our celebrations are, oh Father. You know what we stand in the need of prayer of, oh God. So we just want to say thank you for making it right. Thank you for fixing it. Thank you for mediating it. Thank you for the increase. Thank you for decreasing us so we can see what it is that you do and let you be God and God all by yourself. We thank you for the friendships that you have blessed us with. We thank you for the seasons of people that you have given us, oh God. We know that people come in our lives for reasons, and we just ask that we recognize what those reasons are and to be obedient to them. God, we ask that you bless everybody on this line right now. Father, you know what we stand in the need of prayer of. Lord, watch over the bereaved, Lord. Comfort them. Remind them that there is no failure in you, oh God. And though things may seem like it's unfair, or things may seem like it's too soon, or things are just too painful for them to endure, we just ask you, God, that you just step in. Step in the midst when there's tears and turn them into joy, oh God. When they're soaking, turn it into dancing and give them the beautiful memories of their beloved, Lord. God, we ask that you watch over the Johnson family, that you watch over the Drew family, that you watch over the Jackson family, and all those who are bereaved, oh God. We ask that you watch over this entire country, Lord, and the world with these diseases that are coming up and these terrorist groups that are coming up. God, they've got a name and they must bow down to you right now in the authority of Jesus. So we are not going to stress and worry, oh God, because we know that you are in the midst of it, oh Father. And we want to say thank you for the protection, God. We want to thank you for the bubble wrap protection that you have for us against all these things that are not so, Lord. We just want to thank you, God, for all the financial breakthroughs and blessings that are coming on this line right now. Each and every person on this line, whether they have a negative account or whether they have a small account or whether they have a ginormous account, we want to thank you for the blessings, oh God. We want to thank you for watching over our children and keeping them safe, God. We want to thank you for watching over our churches and keeping them open, oh God. The most of all, thank you for the two victorious women of God that started this call because of their yes to you. Dr. Vanessa Rutherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, cover them like you've never covered them before, oh God. Bless them like you've never blessed them before, oh Lord. As we prepare for the Artist Empowerment Conference, we ask that anything that's trying to hinder, any foolery, any witchcraft, any kind of contamination to make this conference not go forth, we ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for Artist International and the product that you have blessed them with, oh God. Thank you for being in the midst of it, even when it seemed like it wasn't going to go through, Lord. Thank you for being in the midst of it and bringing us all together through that mighty, mighty company. Lord, we just want to thank you for everything. We want to give you all of the honor, all of the glory, and all the praise. We want to thank you for the celebration that we're going to give to you, Father, because this call is all about you next week. All the testimony to show how you are in the midst of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, this is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and spreading the good news about the gospel, not by what you say, but how you treat others. I want to thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting and feeding God's children with such Jesus' joy and with Women's of Kingdom's greeting. I want to thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for such a mighty, mighty on-time work. And, of course, those who are listening listening to this call, we want to say thank you, because without the master bringing you here, there is no us. So we just want to thank you for that. And to remind you that this call takes place at 7:50 a.m. Eastern, 6:50 p.m. Central, and 4:50 p.m. Over on the Pacific Coast. And to remind you to go on over to MMC, call directly after this, 530-881-1300. Access code is 539-598-POUND. And to go over to www.artistempowermentconference.com and register for the conference that's taking place in 16 days. And share our website with a friend, a family member, or coworker, www.themasterscall.net. And to listen to this call again, it's 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Brenda, Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Take it away.
May the peace of God, the joy, and the grace of God be with you and yours this day and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.